Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
South Carolina's got everything, natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch, Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.
You got left back, you got right back, you got centre back, you got it all.
On Cunha and Mbeumo.
Why do you keep going for my club, bro? Talk about what's going on right now. Leave my club out of it.
Are you
going
to tell a Brentford fan where they should finish?
Yeah,
are you going to tell a Wolves?
No. You lot are pissed, you know. You lot are pissed. You lot are pissed.
Because you know what they're saying? Watch out for Brentford and bro, these men are getting easy.
You lot are pissed.
Jokeres.
You lot are pissed.
Odegaard.
You lot are pissed.
Hey, Saka, that's danger.
That's danger for second again. 4 years in a row.
Where are you finishing?
Top four.
Cap.
Wow.
Top four.
Cap. Remember I said that.
Top six.
United.
No way.
Finish.
No way.
Four.
No
Remember
way.
I said that.
No way.
Remember I said that. Remember I said that.
No way.
Remember I said that. Remember I said that.
What, women's? Yeah?
Remember I said that.
Women's.
What's the banter fly?
Under 23s.
This time next year, you lot won't be lost.
This time next year, we'll be millionaires.
Only fools and horses. You, but you black guys don't watch that. Okay.
I do.
It's cool. It's cool. It's cool.
Yeah, come on, man.
Wait, you you definitely. You're one of them black guys that would have watched that.
Only fools and horses is cold.
Bro, I'm telling you.
That's cold, bro.
It's the best ever.
Del Boy.
Yo. Yeah, cool.
It is congratulations to the Lioness. It's two in a row, everyone. Give them a big round of applause, please. Two in a row.
The men got to catch up, man.
Good luck.
Got to catch up.
Man, they ain't doing nothing, man. They're not doing
Angie Mang.
What?
Ghanaian.
Oh, Angie Mang.
Was it young player of the tournament?
Young player of the tournament.
Yeah.
The bop, the dance she done as well, man.
Ghana.
Look at bop.
And shout out Ian Wright.
Shout out Ian Wright,
still
man.
Still supporting,
man. All the time.
But there's a man that's been supporting this for a long period of time. We've been supporting him also, and he is an absolute legend in the scene.
He most definitely is. And he's getting older. The pace is still there.
The pace is
it
there.
It is.
Ability to dye his hair other colours is still there. Happy birthday to the man, the myth, Steve-O,
the madman. There you go, my friend. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Steve-O.
Bottle of champagne.
I just want to say, to be that quick at 36 is mad.
100%. 34, no?
Mad. 35. I tried to add a year.
Just depends who's asking. But thank you, lads. Appreciate it. Pop the buckle, no?
Really?
Pop the buckle, no?
Serious question, no? Holdy.
Huh?
Holdy. Let's just round it up.
Did Gregory say move on?
Well, maybe should we try being nice to each other for like approximately 3 minutes? Let's try being nice. Let's try to introduce everybody on the show for the listeners at home on the podcast. So the first person on the table we have happens to be
the young Rotty. You already saying
remember who?
Yeah, because it's who. You know what I'm saying? Pull up on who? You understand? Yeah, man. Jamaican English boy, man. Yeah, your boy Loons.
You from Jamaica?
Loon, man. Yeah, man. And Nicaragua, but. They don't like me.
Arrow border?
Nicaragua.
Bermuda?
Oh. Yeah, around them where he's Nicaragua. Man, Cuban.
And beside him is his birthday.
Hey, you know what? To add on to what you said, I got some words of wisdom.
I'll ask you to introduce yourself.
I'm Steve-O, the madman.
This is the introduction.
Come on.
I am old enough to know to not take things as serious as we once thought they all was.
So why do you?
Where are we going?
Do I take things serious?
Let him land.
Do I take things serious?
Sometimes. Was it a question for us to answer? I thought you were dropping game or something.
Oh, that was game.
That was
game.
That was everything.
What?
That was not game. That was
that was it.
I thought that was not.
It was good, but you got to deliver it like it's the end. Like you thought.
Yeah,
I thought there was more.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah.
well, we weren't done.
Because what happened is, as usual, you lot interrupted. So now my game, innit? Yeah, forget it. Stephen the Madman, bang. There you go. You lot always ruin. Always.
Hi, I'm
but
Poet.
You said don't take things personally.
The man that doesn't take nothing serious took something serious straight away. I'm Poet, and hopefully I don't reflect the person to my right. To my left is...
Whoa. Never to the left. To your...
Middle.
To your this side.
Bun up for Miggle.
Miggle, yeah.
That's the Miggle.
And up on that side, me just dead there.
Dead there, yeah. Dead
lip
there.
Shut.
Gully.
Lippy. Right now. Why is that so unsmooth? Because we ain't introduced ourselves.
Exactly. I don't know what happened.
Why not, man? You've never introduced yourself.
Who, me? Nah, yeah. I did, man. When I first, my first one.
When you first arrived.
You asked me who I was and I told you who I was.
Yeah, and who are you?
La Menace Yamal, man. The boy.
La Menace Yamal.
The boy, that's it. That's
I still
it.
Hate that, man.
You hate it?
Yeah, man. Okay. We're too old for this.
I would if what, to call himself? Well.
Yeah, man.
La Menace.
Oh, I thought you meant La Menace.
No, La Menace Yamal. La Menace Jamal.
You sound like you're hating.
Man said Jamal.
La Menace Jamal.
My name's not Jamal,
black,
though, bro.
Blackify.
Yamal is black.
Do you remember when I called him Jamal?
You used to call him Jamal.
Jamal, there's a space beside you. Why?
Because to my... Yeah, I'm not going to point to that direction. But no, I will point. Sorry. But very important figure in the scene. A very, very important person to me. You know, I watch the YouTube stuff and all of that, but this person here, he's for me the GOAT.
Listen, don't little man it. Very important person to Northwest London, yeah. England, yeah. Europe, yeah. Earth, Africa, ocean,
universe,
mountain,
Milky Way, sky. Everything.
Chunks in the building. Chunks in the building.
Royalty. Royalty.
Chunks.
See, the views them up.
He's had it better.
Not West.
Come on, man. Not West. You have to, yeah.
I was getting sentimental because I felt myself.
He was the personal one. I had to make it unpersonal. I had to open it up.
Sorry. Open what up?
Chunks was warming up on the sidelines, you know.
Bro, I had to stretch.
He was stretching.
It's a big game, man.
I was there for like 9 minutes. What you mean?
No, that was crazy. Easy, I know. Like, you can stand up for 9 minutes.
Not even a seat.
If you had sciatica, you were finished.
I'll be done.
Right,
I'll be done. I'll be done. But
you know what? I found out today. I said, no, mate, it's the second time Chunks has forwarded on the show.
Well, is it?
Yes. Second time he was on the
show before.
The two, when it was twos, he was.
The first time I ever met Chunks was during a Filthy Fellas shoot, Adidas, West London. He was there.
2016, 2017. Yeah, 2016, yeah.
The Filthy Fellas shoot, innit?
Yeah.
You came in Sharky.
Yeah. So it's gone from there since then.
It's been 9 years.
Wow, it's quite far as it goes, yeah. He had his little curly hair.
Yeah.
Cap teeth.
Change
out. Do you know what? In Jamaica, we would love you because we would say you didn't turn rich and switch. Because if you, over then, you was, and now.
No, yeah, same.
Still there. Love, man.
Who even said I got rich?
Huh?
I got Apple Watch.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, man. He's not really.
Keep them guessing, man, bro.
You see your thing.
Keep them guessing, innit? Yeah. Guessing,
the Apple Watch does holograms and everything, though. Yeah. It's not the one we got.
Saying the Iron Man thing.
Ben 10.
Jarvis. Muhammad.
Only Steve-O was saying
that. 1-0, Steve-O. Yeah, no, you got it.
On your birthday as well.
That's his type, Bridget. He's changed my life.
Here he is. That was so out of pocket. Oh my God, that was so out of pocket.
Wait, can we talk about something? Let's not talk about when one time I went on his show to be serious and these men laugh at me when I'm trying to tell him about my knee. So yeah, okay, look. Here we go again.
He's not the only one that's got knee.
Have you seen
Byban's Scarface?
Nah.
Wick.
Oh, yeah.
Wick's
got that. He got
shot
like 50.
Hey.
He got
four
axes
in his knee, boy.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, come on.
Sorry, Wick.
But listen, boys, before we get on with the rest of the show, of course, there's still a search for a Filthy Fella because this guy has let us, what do you call him? Issue. Will not
issue.
Be there. Yeah, the issue.
Yeah, Jamaica.
Menace. But as you've seen, we need to fill the void at the live show. You're always talking that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But can you... There's nothing that rhymes with talking that stuff.
Muff.
So,
muff.
Can you nyam that muff?
Oh, wow.
What?
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 Muff gal is muff.
Like gal are buff. Like you went with buff, muff.
But that don't. I hear it. I
might have to find a filthy gal that's buff.
Will it be enough?
Oh, hey!
See, I got it. I told
easy, bro. That was tough. Hey.
I hear it.
That was. That was
shit. I was, we was there.
That's
already.
Why we go East London, you know. We keep it North first and then, oh, this.
You're in it. East, you know. That is cool, bro. Have we had any girls apply?
That's a good question, Steve-O. Have we had any girls apply? GOP, can you let us know if we've had any girls apply?
Go on, you're going to tell me there's a girl. There we go. It's like that, I set
I saw
that up.
I saw that Schmeedy application from my man, the Chelsea. Yeah.
Rubbish.
Oh, Schmeedy. Yeah. Nah.
What's this one, though?
It's balance.
Balance and imbalance.
It was bad. It was bad. Still. It was bad.
Yeah. Right, you got to press play at some
point.
Come
on in. Let's go.
I should be a filthy fella because my ball knowledge for a girl isn't too bad, you know. And to be fair, me, Lippy, Dan, I think we're going to be good friends.
Oi.
So.
Oi.
Support Arsenal.
Oi.
Arsenal knowledge is probably up there more than any other, but. I think I could be a filthy fella.
Hey, yo,
we've done it.
Hey,
we've done it. Hey, we've done it. You are done it.
Did you see that?
But you saw your man's reaction.
Marks had to cut truth to see how she looks.
Lippy, could you see yourself being friends with that young lady there? She believes she should be a filthy fella.
Yeah, she could be my bridging, but what is she saying? She could be friends with me and Dan because of her Arsenal knowledge.
But then Dan's
Dan
Chelsea.
Supports Chelsea.
Ah, oh, she messed up.
No. She just said you and Dan will be good friends. Chelsea said she's an Arsenal fan and she has Arsenal knowledge. But she said you and Dan will be good friends. So it's you and Dan.
What? No, she said me, you and Dan. Said me, you and Dan.
You?
No, her as in me. Oh. Her and Dan and...
I basically just said that. Lippy, Dan and her.
Do you know what it is? We established...
I didn't need to say that.
Do you know what it is? We established when we showed the figures that time that I'm the reason that y'all watched the show. So now we're seeing this live now. So yeah, man, why not? I like Arsenal fan.
No, he's trying to do the media thing. I like him, man. Just get him out of there, man.
What do you mean? you hear about the ball knowledge? Right.
She wasn't good enough.
Yeah, you wrote
from that there. Yeah. I'm saying no, and I'm sorry, darling. No.
That's because
couldn't say filthy fella properly at the start. I don't know if she's Cockney or whatever.
She's had a drink, Steve-O.
That's the thing I liked about her.
Little things.
That was the best thing about her. But yeah, you said I know a little bit of ball knowledge for a girl. Don't do that because I've got girls and my girls know ball knowledge, yeah?
That isn't good, I hear that.
Yeah, so it's not for a girl. We're all equals.
Look at you on your birthday. Come on.
Man. So yeah, don't downplay yourself, man. You are one of us if you are one of us. Otherwise you're not and you're not. I respect that.
For me, it's a polite, hell nah.
Polite, hell nah.
You know, we actually haven't done a review like this for anyone, I don't believe.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, we done Khabib.
But when a man's done enough my hairline, yeah. Everyone's saying yes. Home girl wants to be my bridging. And now no one don't want to show love to her. You know what? What's her name again?
I don't think she put her name up. She didn't say her name.
The way she actually applied is not the way we've asked, though. So, but I'm still featured her on the show, so I say, go ahead and do it again. Best thing, send a video. If you want to DM a video to Filthy Fellas as well, apparently it works because she got her opportunity. So please do DM a video on why you should be a filthy fella and you potentially can get an opportunity as well. Steve-O.
I got a confession.
Go on, Usher.
She kind of reminded me like Emma. So I was just being mean. I was projecting.
I'll be honest though, I think the video was all right. I actually think it was better than... I think it's better than the one before, Khabib in the Chelsea shirt. But I think
Khabib changed
right.
his hairstyle.
Don't
by
do
the way,
Khabib,
that
right,
guy
man.
Changed his hairstyle. Oh. He's changed his hairstyle.
Khabib,
man.
I don't want to say.
Don't lie.
Khabib changed his hairstyle, bro. You man are out of order.
You are out of order.
I didn't.
Yes,
you lot
bro.
Cuss the hair. I didn't cuss the hair.
It's all love, bro.
Yeah, it's all love.
It's all love. We love our filthy
fellas. What do you think about the video?
Love.
Love the video.
It's all love.
It's all love.
It's all love. It's all love.
There's no one to teach you.
It's love to me. I'm not going to be in the country either.
No, no, no. You said to me you're going to help me make the decision on finding a full fella.
Yeah, it's going
to
be down
to you. Remember, jump.
Why are you not doing this? And you're trying to talk on the side as well. It's too much going on.
You heard me.
Bro, I'm not involved. I'm trying to get the kettle though. Rolex.
Trying to get the kettle?
Yeah, I'm trying to get
the young man with the kettle is behind you right there, sir.
You ought to be there.
Is it? Are you got a kettle? Where's the kettle, Blash? Where's the kettle, man? I might come and just cut straight away.
All right, so yeah, you know what to do. Upload a video of yourself and tag Filthy Fellas, hashtag find a filthy fella, or what that young lady done, just go onto someone else's Instagram and DM a video of telling us why you should be friends with Lippy and Dan.
Yeah, man.
She was burst, man. Shout her out.
Was she burst, you reckon?
She was drinking, yeah. You could tell she didn't want them gardens. Yeah,
Do it, Karen. Do it, Karen.
Do it, Karen.
See, she had to wait for a couple of drinks to settle then.
Yeah.
Listen, as you said, Chunks, kettle on the land. For some of our listeners, they think you're talking about actual kettle.
Rolexy.
Money man kettle we are chatting with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So as you know, we've teamed up with the watch section. If you buy a ticket to the live show, you get an opportunity to win a Rolex. But aside from the watch, they're giving away 10 tickets to the live show. All you have to do is follow Filthy Fellas. You know our Instagram and the watch section. That's at the watch section on Instagram. And comment on this video telling us who your favourite, telling us who Lippy is. your favourite filthy fella. But now, all jokes aside, tell us who your filthy fella is and why. And you get an opportunity to win.
Why are you trying to gas yourself early doors, bro? But they're not talking about you though, are they?
Listen, man, let them talk about who they want to talk about.
Bear beef in Northwest again.
Who do you think is going to get the least comments?
The least?
Who do you think is going to get the least comments?
It's clear. Do we say it together? It's clear.
Okay, then let's all say it together.
Everyone say it. Everyone say it loud.
I got to think.
Everyone think about someone that's going to get the least comments and say it on three.
Yeah? Ready, yeah? I'm going to count down from
brother,
three,
everyone
yeah?
say it, bro.
So what, is this the worst filthy fella?
The worst filthy fella. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, bro. It's banner, man. It's banner.
3, 2, 1.
Lippy.
Who said
Lippy?
Who said Lippy?
I said Lippy.
Who did you say?
KG.
I said KG. Who did you say?
I said Wick.
Who did you say?
Scribs.
Scribs. Scribs like that.
Yes.
I said,
no one, it isn't the worst filthy fella, man. We're all equal.
I said about three man's name in one, you know.
Oh, you don't hear what Chuck said as well.
I said Kilimanjaro. Bro, I'm not getting a
vote. Kilimanjaro.
Bro,
what
do
you say?
I'm in controversies. I'm in too many already.
Yeah, look at it.
Why are you stuttering? I heard what you said, bro.
What did I say?
I heard what you said.
Go on then.
Should I say it?
Say it on the Rascal, Mike. Go on.
No, seriously.
Go on.
He said Paul.
Chatting. Hey, bro, I didn't say phone, bro. What are you talking about? Furthermore, get my mic, get that audio bit there, you'll hear what I said.
You'll hear
boom.
It.
I know how to
I heard, bro, I heard
I said, kill my shit.
Hey, Menace, you know a lie is a thief, innit? You know a lie is a thief. Stuff. You're lying now, you know? Let me check my pocket then, you understand?
You almost stole the watch, fam.
Innit?
Oh,
it's true.
You lot didn't know the context behind it, though, because I spoke to the section that has the watch. And they said to me, I could borrow it.
You tried to do behind the scenes thing.
But I didn't know. Paul wanted me to show it in the advert. So obviously, I was looking after it because I've got that pocket in it that's got mesh. And you know it looks mesh. After the watch.
Mesh. Like it's a mad thing. Hey, listen.
That's cool.
Mesh. I didn't want to go into the context.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm not a thief.
But Liverpool are, and I think they're stealing Newcastle's main striker. There's been a lot of new strikers in the Premier League this season.
Way, bro. Fair play, man.
Done it for a little while.
For a long time, yeah, that's right.
But in recent years, consistently, I think the wide man has left his mark. And one man in particular is always in the top three goal scorers every single year.
Mm-hmm.
How far do you have to go back, Lippy?
When did he get here? Mr. Mohamed Salah.
2019?
Was it old?
He was meant to 2018?
2017.
2017.
So we've been getting punished.
8 years.
Wow. Because he has not stopped. I think he's scored under 20 goals maybe two of those seasons.
What, Prem only?
Prem only.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's 33 now and he's still doing it. And like you said, it's annoying because now they're going to get Isak as soon as he's starting to maybe decline, which probably
we
don't even look
petition.
Like it's going
to
happen.
We need to start a petition.
It's not. Is it fair?
Yeah.
Is it fair?
Yeah. Wait, before you go back to is it fair, take this into consideration. You need to go all the way back to the 1920 season when top three goal scorers were actually just number nines. And even then, we don't even know if we can include it because I remember Aubameyang playing wide left.
Aubameyang so, is not, and he's like a, he's like an inside Henry. Forward.
Do you know what I'm saying? Inside
but,
forward.
But he literally played on the left of a three for most of that season. So
Lacazette,
really and truly, this wing stuff's been going on for a
can
while.
Can I maybe say something that's going to be unpopular? Isaac is wicked. Top form right now. But Liverpool signing him, if they do get him, I don't see it as them signing one of the elites, like if it was a Mbappe, Ronaldo, like I don't see it like that. I see it as good as the Eze signing for if Arsenal get Eze. So you don't think Eze's in the same league as Isak?
No, he's not. Bro, Isak's in his own elk, bro. He's in tier one of what you can buy in terms of strikers. Number nine, there's not much going about nowadays. So if we're looking at buying the number nine, the best in the market is Isak. That's someone that's available. But the only annoying thing about it is you have to put up 120, 130 plus. And who's got that? You know what I'm trying to say?
We got it.
Hang about. There you go. So 100%, 100%, Isak is my, you know, I've spoken about him so highly for years and years and years. We've spoken about him. I love Isak. But to say, is it unfair? I'm going on that. I don't think them signing him makes it unfair because I just don't. I think there's other people going, as I say, Eze to, and I know it's a different position and we're talking about if it's a number nine and he's the best number nine, but I just feel other teams are signing players that level it up. Even Man City. Cherky, like these, they're signing good players, and I think Isak's in that same class as them lot. I don't think he's the Mbappes and all the rest of it, so I don't think it makes it unfair.
Let's not move too far from the point though, because the thing that we're trying to establish today is if there's going to be three strikers that are top goal scorers in the Premier League just because every other season since that season I just mentioned, Mo Salah has been there. And we're not suggesting for a second Mo Salah's not going to be there this year, but if he wasn't there, the question is what three strikers would we have there? As an alternative,
I know who could be there.
I know.
One of them ain't gonna be there. Tell you that.
It'd be Isak. He will be there for whatever team is at.
Isak's already there, isn't he? He's the one this season. The top three was it Salah, Isak, Haaland. Forgot about Haaland.
Got 20 legals.
And Bremer got 20
legals.
He didn't make it.
20 Chris Wood and Bremer were on 20.
On 20, yeah.
I can't lie to you. I can't see Salah having another. It's a hot take, but I don't think Salah's going to have another crazy season like that.
Don't you?
In my opinion. It's not. No, genuinely, like, don't get twisted. I know how incredible. Wait.
Just let him name, lads.
Should I tell you why, because you have to remember, bro, obviously, Arne Slot's coming.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details. Because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose. By people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
He hasn't done much to the squad in that first season, bro. Obviously, he's got what he's got. Got Chiesa, but he didn't do much. He understands that Salah's that main focal point and he has to be the one to get the goals because nobody else was helping. Too tough. But now you're bringing in Florian Wirtz, you're bringing in Ekitike, you're bringing in potentially Isak. Salah ain't going to get that many goals, especially because you're going to start distributing and giving. Because he's a playmaker as well. He likes it. You know he's not selfish. You know what I mean? He's very selfless. You can see he kept trying to give Darwin Nunez assist. It weren't working. But now when you've got these kind of man, I feel like he's going to have a very good season. Don't get it twisted, but maybe a 20 and 15 assists. Like, he won't get like a 30.
That's great. That's great.
But I'm saying, I just can't see him bagging all the goals.
With that, I'm happy with that.
Mane was there and then, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but he did. He still got the goals, but Firmino did. I don't think we're buying Isak to do. I know what Chunks are saying, to do what Firmino was doing, but I just think the teams are just going to, whoever got a 2-0 is going to get a 4-0. Do you get me? We've got a 3-0, going to get a 6-0 now.
Yeah, nah, I
think we're just going to score more. Goals
are coming from
be,
different places. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I think once Mo scores, he's going to start setting people up because that's the type of player he is. Once he puts the ball in the net, then he starts squaring it. And he's squaring it to now. It's not Darwin, RIP, Diogo, top finisher. It's now the best striker in the Premier League. You get me? On everyone's...
I think he's the best.
Yeah. He's not the best, man. He's not the best. He's not the, Isak's not the best striker.
Are we going to let Liverpool talk like this?
I know they're signing some league, players. Bro. I know Verts for me is going to be player of the season. Trust me, he's a magician. But we're going to let them talk like this about... We haven't 3-0, 3-0. Like, get out of it, man. It's going to be tough.
You know, it's funny. You're doing the Isak celebration. That's what's
like
crazy.
Like it was last year. Like it was last year. It's not like we won the league. And we've strengthened, like you see, if
City's back.
Yeah, okay, cool. But City's if we back. Stopped shopping at Etiquique,
no?
I would have been super happy. These men are saying they're not stopping.
So we're obviously sticking with who the strikers that are going to be the ones that will be top goal scorer. Etiquique, I thought, was going to be the number one striker at Liverpool. Too. And then Isak comes out and says, I want to leave. And now he potentially might go over to Liverpool as well. How does that affect the situation for Ekitike? Does that now, because we're trying to figure massively. Out what play people are going to be top goal scorers. Has he potentially now, with that move, had his chances of top three, being in the top three goal scorers,
yes.
affected?
Done. No.
Yes.
Done. No.
Me and Ekitike's family need to link up and stop this Isak. For
this
the
is
sake
what
of his
say,
bread,
bro.
His legacy. What's Ikatike's name? Hugo or something?
Yeah.
Hugo, my brother. Know what, you're a young guy. How are you going to do this to yourself, G? Should I tell you the realness? Before we even go into it, I thought you lot was trying to do the bad man thing to Newcastle. Say, you know what? If you don't give us my man, we're going to go get my man.
We're taking them all.
But then I thought Newcastle done the bad man thing to you and made you really go get my man.
That's what I thought.
But then guess what? Isak said,
I'm
training alone. I want to do this. I said,
wait, can't Newcastle get Ntikitike now?
No, he's not a player.
No, he could go and get. So what?
No, he can't.
They can't go and buy him. You can't transfer twice in one window.
Technically, he can.
Exactly.
But it's not going to happen.
Bro, I don't think it's ever happened.
We're
in a new era now.
You're allowed to play for two teams in a season. Right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So technically, he could.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
You're allowed to register for
there
two
you go.
Years.
Yeah.
But it's not going
to
happen.
Okay. But I've never seen one player move to two different clubs in the same window. Yeah. That is mad.
I bet it has happened.
He's doing. Newcastle's doing the whole. They linked with Nicholas Jackson. Ekitike's staying, bro. But what I'm saying is.
Sesko as well.
Newcastle need to do what flipping what's Nottingham Forest's owner done to Morgan Gibbs-White and
drag him,
big man, I don't care about the plan you had. I don't care about the release clause they released. You're not going anywhere.
You're staying right here.
I think that's different though. You know what? Because with Gibbs-White, I feel like, no disrespect to Gibbs-White, but in terms of his ceiling, Nottingham Forest is a good club to be at. But with Isak, that
he's a
man's
superstar.
Destined for greatness. Do you get it? So for him, it's kind of like different to that Morgan Gibbs-White situation because he wants to be one of the best strikers in the world. So you have to go to a Liverpool.
Can I ask you a question in chunks? Does Isak score 25 plus at Liverpool? Or is he more likely to do it at
Newcastle? 100%.
Well, he's more likely to do 25 at Newcastle.
He's done it. I have to remember, but like I said, the goals are going to be shared out. If Isak goes in up front, Ekitike has to play off the left now. You've got Mo at the back and then Verts behind. I guarantee you, only the person that's going to get 20 goals plus would be Mo Salah.
Am I being unfair?
Nah, that's mad.
Bro, I don't think so. In that team.
Do you understand what I'm saying about a Galactico? I'm not saying he's not a top player
now. I understand fully where you're coming from.
Is he a Galactico?
Not yet.
He's at Newcastle.
He's not there yet.
This is his Galactico move per se, isn't it?
I need to see him in the champs. Put up numbers.
He's not there
That's
yet.
That's when I can be like,
He is so close to that bracket with your Haaland Canes. Yeah. He's not there yet until he goes to a big club or he goes to a big competition and starts mashing people up. He's not there yet. Yeah. But he's on course to, and like you said, if Liverpool sign him, there's no reason why he won't be in that conversation.
And he's Swedish as well, you know, like barring Zlatan Ibrahimovic, who played for so many big clubs, there's not really Swedish players that have the ability to be a top player and people go, he's a Galactico. Let him be Brazilian, Italian, or something like that, French. Bruv, look at Doué. If Doué was Swedish, we're not even talking about him.
Do you know what's happened to Liverpool though? It's the same thing that happened to PSG. Mbappe left. Same thing was all about Salah getting all the goals. And Mbappe left PSG. They got certain man. They got 4 or 5 men who chipped in 12, 15 goals.
Yeah.
Isak, Salah, Etiquette, whatever. The lot of them
Hugo,
were chipping.
Hugo.
They were chipping 10, 12. I agree with Chunks. Bar Salah getting the 20, I don't think anyone will hit 20.
No. All right, cool.
Yeah. It'll be a load of 12s and 13s,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, which is good.
Which is still, it chips in other places. Everyone's not looking at Salah.
Loons, tell us, do you agree with that statement?
No, I don't agree with that. I think we're building, I think we're going for a Messi, Suarez, Neymar, everyone hitting 20s, 30s. I think he's trying to outgun everyone.
It definitely could happen. Who's the three that does that for you then? Ekitike's not doing it, bro.
Ekitike is not getting 20 Premier League goals. I can't see.
You know what, people at the start of last season said Salah weren't going to do what he done?
By the way,
no one's disagreeing with Salah though.
The big guy, Dutch guy.
Cody Gakpo, he's putting up about 15. He's putting up about 15.
He's got 20 in
there. You go.
I'm not disagreeing.
He's scored like 15.
20?
I'm not disagreeing.
What, in the league?
No,
not Prem.
He scored 15 last year.
In the league?
All comps. All comps. All comps.
All comps. I think all comps.
Isak can do it. Forget about Ekitike. He does it. The worst thing is, I said it before. Ekitike, he wouldn't have to score a lot of goals because they got Salah. Now they're going to have Salah and Isak. All he has to do is just not be terrible and just develop.
There's no pressure on him.
There's no pressure, bro. Isak and Salah will score 50 league goals minimum.
No pressure on Ekitike.
100%.
For 80 mil, I don't agree with that.
What are you talking about? Of course there's pressure.
I don't think there's pressure. If you're saying there's pressure, no, but listen. You're saying that.
No,
if you've
got a
guy
in
the team that's just scoring freely, I'm not saying he has to, but with the less pressure, I think he'll do better, bro. He don't have to win games for Liverpool.
No, 100%.
So that's less pressure.
I'm not saying, but you're talking as if, bro, he signed for 80 mil. There's pressure to a degree, of course.
That's amongst fans.
No, that's pressure. That's pressure with rival fans. Like, it's no pressure.
You see Grealish right now? Like, let's be honest, nobody's really on him mentioning the fact he's 100. You're not really saying that. You're saying he didn't play too
well. Because he's cooked.
No, but I'm saying nobody's really trying to say 100 mil. Do you get it? So Ekitike, I generally feel like, compared to like a Gyökeres, Gyökeres has got all that pressure in the world.
His pressure's different.
Because within five games, if he hasn't scored at least two goals.
No, that's different. His pressure, Gyökeres' pressure is different to...
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to say. That's why.
100%.
That's what I'm trying to say.
He's the nine for Arsenal.
What about the pressure of, he already had a move to PSG? Now you see, he had a move, he has pressure on him.
And
now it's again, he's got pressure, bro.
And you've gone to the champs of England, bro. Yeah. I don't care who you sign, 80 mil, you have pressure on your head, bro. I don't care.
He signed for 80 something mil, and at the time that he signed, you lot correct me if I'm wrong, it looked like the Isak deal was dead in the water, right? Mm-hmm. So it looks like that signing was to be the main striker. And just like Steve-O said, he was at PSG and Mbappe was in his way. He decided to move on to further his career. Is this a step backwards for someone like that if he's moved to further his career and then Isak is now going to look like it's going to be the main striker?
No.
It's almost like you moved to be the main striker, but now Isak's the main striker. Does that affect his ability to score goals in that Liverpool
side? Honestly, don't think he signed without the knowledge that we were getting these other men were forwarding in. I can't believe that will be happening. That's pulling the wool over someone's eyes. You get what I'm saying? So
I believe he knew that.
I believe he's there to fight for his position, and we want to, bro. End of the day, when teams were at their best, they had two dope man. Every that man in Rooney, Tevez, Ronaldo. You know what I'm saying? They had rotation. Nani.
Yeah. Ekitike can play with Isak though.
We're building.
But you knew who the number two was and who the number one was.
Yes, and we know and who the number one.
No. And I'm saying that might not sit right with a geezer who was. He was a top striker in Europe,
bro. He's 22 years old. He's got to understand
a top striker. People have asked.
Bro, he had one good season at Frankfurt.
This is like a second chance. Like, what's happened to him? Most players don't get this chance, innit? Like, you don't get to go PSG, fail, go somewhere else, and then Liverpool go. Yeah,
it's so like his Salah moment. It's De Bruyne moment.
But it's like.
Yeah. It's different, bro.
It's different, innit? It's more like he's going to have a drive, innit? Because like Loon said, I doubt he went there not knowing what was going on. You understand? And even that is less pressure. Because some of the people we're going to talk about in this episode, they have to land at the club and do it. For the gaffer, for the fans, for themselves. With him, he can look good. The numbers don't... When I say pressure, I'm talking numbers-wise. Every footballer has to play well. You get me?
100%.
But he don't have to get there and score.
What I'm trying to cut you with Ekitike, bro, bear in mind, at PSG, he's 19 years old. In front of you, you've got Messi, Neymar and Mbappe. You're not, it's not really a fail, bro, because you're looking at these men. There's better players that have tried to break into that front three and you can't do it. So for me, you're 19, you're thinking, yeah, it's not that deep. I'm going to go mash it up at Frankfurt. He had one great season, 15 goals. With this Isak, for example, he played with Marmouche. Marmouche is behind him. Ekitike likes to drift off that left anyway and then cut in and then start to rush. We get it. So I feel like with Isak, that ain't going to really hinder him. He can play off the left. Isak is the number nine. He's the main man.
He's going to have that shirt
number. He's fine with that. He can understand that Isak's older in age. He can play through the middle. Ekitike plays off the left and he can contribute as well. I don't think it's really an ego thing.
When, like, and I hear what you're saying about he went there 19.
Bro, 19.
So did Mbappe, right? He went there at 18. And he had in front of him.
No one was in front. Baps is a guy. You can't compare him.
But at the time, as a 19-year-old, as an 18-year-old, 19-year-old, Etatike was that guy.
Shall I tell you why? The year before, Mbappe just came off a World Cup where he absolutely tore everyone. Yeah, he's won a World Cup. Then now he's coming straight into the squad. You get it? Compared to a Hugo, that can't even break into a French team.
Okay, I'm putting it out there.
No, but one thing you have to take into consideration, like, I hear exactly where you're coming from. But you don't buy Hugo Ekitike for it to go to Frankfurt that early if it's doing well. You bought it for it to be a success. Yeah, so it wasn't a success off the strength of whatever reasons it was. But it wasn't a success. So I'm just saying, I could be totally wrong. I don't know. I'm saying the frame of mind for the young man, he moves to Frankfurt. He does extremely well. Extremely well. And I just think when he comes, for himself, innit? For like coming off the back of PSG, he's done very well. To go to Liverpool, if he doesn't, for the price tag, do what he needs to do, because I heard you bring up Jack Grealish. After one season, Jack Grealish has done the treble. There's no point bringing up the price tag anymore.
How much did he contribute to that?
From the month of November, December, after that game against Leeds, he was incredibly vital. So with Ekitike, I'm just saying, if he makes no contribution within the season and it's costs 80 mil,
pressure.
Is it bad?
It's definitely bad, but it's like, it's almost not him being
must
bad.
Be scaring you lot, boy.
Oh, no, sorry. I'm just saying, it's bad, isn't it? Every footballer has to play well, regardless if you just got there today or you got there 10 years ago. But it's a thing where his numbers, ain't going to matter as much as Isak's and Salah. Like, Isak's going to have massive pressure on him. Okay. Massive pressure. Because he's gone there as the best striker in the country, probably. Salah's there, who's one of the top goal scorer in the country. It's not how you're going to fit in, but you need to keep up with that. You need to blend in. You need to, understand?
Let's wrap this up, you lot was all talking. Well,
why did you get to decide?
Yeah,
no. In my head,
I'm just trying to say.
Oh, he got me. Man, I say Liverpool have signed these men to outgun man. Yeah,
that's
man. I tried to do the MSN thing. If Ekitike don't put up numbers,
yes,
he's in trouble. I don't care what no one tells me. For 80 mil, you just said MSN. We're trying to do the MSN thing. 2-0 is gonna become 4-0. Yeah, that's 4 goals. Mm. If he hasn't got numbers and stats to his name.
And they've done it before.
That's not the truth. That's not the truth. It's actually not the truth. Because
but Isak, you just said Isak, what you said though.
Isak got bought by Sociedad for 60 mil. Isak got bought by from Sociedad for 60 mil. That season he had 5 goals in it.
Yeah, exactly.
In the league,
so it's pressure.
Man, I was saying, how are you spending 50 mil or 60 mil on my man? First year he was all right. Second year improved. At the end of the day, you're not buying a man for one season. You know what I'm trying to say?
Let's give him three years.
I'm going to say that was a flop.
But the pressure is on him from
no.
It's
not Newcastle. It's Liverpool.
Wait. Steve, you're with me, yeah? Cool. That's all I need to care about.
It's not Newcastle. This is Liverpool, the champions.
Champions.
Let me ask a question. After Salah, who was your top goal scorer?
Gakpo, I think.
How many goals
did Diaz? No, it was Gakpo.
And how many goals did he have?
About 18 all comps.
League?
About 12, I think. Look, here we go. 10.
He had 10 league goals.
It. 12.
Yeah, no, all I'm saying is with a player with 25 league goals and another on 10, they won the league. Yeah. Now they're adding Isak as well to that. Yeah. Bro, Ekitike could score 4 goals and they could win the league.
No, he can't.
What do you mean no,
he could score 4 goals and win the league. But what I'm saying is the pressure is the pressure. Them 4 goals.
That's just a fan thing.
Bro,
that's
he could win the league on 4 goals. Beef, bro, it's the truth.
All right, how about we look at it like this? Because I'm understanding where everybody's coming
from.
And I understand that point you just made as well about, well, the other individuals haven't scored that many goals. So therefore, how is it going to affect Salah's performances? But I'm going to have to be a bit more understanding of Steve-O and Menace in the sense of, when you're comparing Isak moving to Newcastle, it's different to moving to Liverpool. When you move to Newcastle off the strength of 5 goals against, for Real Sociedad, there's a lot of conversation about potential, and many of a striker have flopped to Newcastle. I don't think it's the end of the world. At Liverpool,
right now.
Isak.
No, I'm saying to you, Nunes has one bad season, and after that one season, I don't believe anybody in this room felt that he was going to redeem himself. Hence the reasons why he's on the way out he is right now. I don't think Isak can afford to be Nunes.
No, or Etatike.
He won't be. He won't be. Isak's cool.
Isak has high pressure though. He's got high pressure. Because we know he's that good, he's probably going to deal with the pressure, innit? Yeah. But it's still pressure.
Hundo.
Massive, massive pressure.
Hundo.
Massive pressure. It's like, we ain't really seen, like, this is like when United used to get Berbatov.
Exactly.
Or like the best guy out of the big teams.
What does that mean?
Liverpool, well, I'm saying that he has to do well.
Who is that?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. We're not disagreeing with that. Isak's cool.
Etateke.
Nketiah. Whatever his Ross name is, bro.
Eketeki.
Yeah, Tikataka.
Cool. It's because you say it don't mean it's real, bro.
And because you say it don't mean exactly. It's real, bro. That's why we're here.
Bro, let me just land, bro.
Go on.
You've been speaking about Hugo for enough long, yeah?
Like, he's the subject.
Like, you don't get... Bro.
Go to United, go, because that's your goal. He's going to.
This guy on.
He's going there.
Bro,
he's going there.
We've got 13 teams to talk
go on,
about.
Go on, go on, go on.
Before you lot.
Go on. Try to do it without mentioning United. Try
why
to.
Why would we mention
you? Not, don't let him get you.
Bro, it's here.
Let me get you, bro.
You, bro.
Let him catch you.
I'm trying to be patient. Man said to me, I always overspeak people. Let him speak. There we go, finally.
I understand.
I respect it.
Thank you.
Right. Hugo Ekitike is bought. He was bought. He knows his role in this squad. He knows whether he's going to be starting or not. The price we paid for the player.
Don't mention United.
Let him land. Let him land.
He's
trying to interrupt me. I don't get what's going on, yeah? Because you know when he goes into, oh, boys, I'm not going to be here for this long and do this. And remember he packed his packed lunch bag and stormed to the door and that. Bro, cool.
All right, Steve-O's in
your head. But I'm saying.
You man.
No, he ain't. I'm just trying to get my point off. Yeah? We must be so scary that you're trying to put all this mad pressure on this kid. There's pressure on Wirtz. There's pressure on Isak.
Yeah, all of them.
No. There's bigger pressure on these man. Wirtz is bought to start. Etatike is bought just in case something happens.
For 80 mil?
No,
just in case something happens for
and
80
it's not
mil?
82 mil. I'll let you, I'm just letting you rock. I'm just letting you rock. It's 69. But play. Play is cheaper than Hoyland. But play.
See what I said about United? See what I said about United? He can't help it. He can't help it. You can't help it, bro. You can't help it. You cannot help it,
Hoyland
bro.
Is cheaper than Hoyland.
All right, the there we go. Lip. I told you don't get involved. Why? Because you cannot keep your team out of his mouth.
That was poor. Loons, that
you
was
poor. You
can't
do it,
that
bro.
Was so
I got him.
Yeah,
I got
why
him.
Why do you need
look,
to mention
look,
that, bro?
Look, I got him.
Lippy, we're talking pressure. Lippy. We're talking pressure.
Yeah, but bro, you need to
did
be
we talk
to
about
argue
United?
Your point
we
alone.
Did not bring up United.
Right, Liz,
you just
Liz.
Brought up United again. Yeah,
Liz. Liz.
Hey, we're arguing for no reason because you know what it is. You're basically saying there's going to be hella pressure. No, but it's okay. Okay, pressure. No, but listen. You're saying there's going to be pressure. I'm also agreeing there's going to be pressure, but there's levels of pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
That's simple. The only conversation we're having. We can move past it.
I'm done.
We all agree there's pressure.
All right,
wait,
Let's move on. Go on. Menace, what do you want to say? Go on.
You lot. I said there's pressure on Etatike, not
no
the same
pressure.
As Isak.
No
you lot
pressure.
Tried to water it down like he ain't got much. You lot tried
there's
to water
on everyone,
it down.
Bro.
I don't think he has that much pressure.
No.
That's
much
my problem. Why he hasn't got the Isak pressure. He hasn't got the Verts. He hasn't got that.
Why is he
hasn't even got the Gyökeres pressure. He still has pressure to go to the champions and to be an attacking player because man are talking about Liverpool are trying to do this MSN thing. From once you said that, bro,
he said
you signed. This is why
I ain't saying that.
But this is why I'm saying.
I'm not saying that.
Let me talk then.
Yeah, go on then.
This is why I'm saying.
Let me talk.
You're waffling. You're going around in circles, though.
If you're saying Etatike ain't got pressure on the basis that Liverpool are trying to do this MSN thing, the conversation's done because he has got pressure. Because you lot are trying to get the numbers like MSN. So don't water down Etatike. So
I don't even think he's part of the MSN.
Right, right. Boss
I've heard
one.
Your voices
right,
a lot.
You
can I just
right.
hear Lippy's
thank
voice
you,
for 1 second?
Happy birthday,
Lippy.
My brother.
Thank you,
happy birthday, Steve-O. Lippy, can I ask you a
it's
question,
hot,
my brother? We're trying to figure out the three strikers that potentially could take Salah's place. Let's just say Isak's moved to Liverpool. The last time three strikers were in it, my Lord, Kane, Aguero and Vardy in the 15-16 season. That's our magic.
You know what I want to say about that? Just look at them names. Those are nines. Not no false nine, drifting nine,
right,
second
forward.
Striker.
Inside
like,
forward.
These are killers. Vardy, Aguero, Harry Kane. Like these, especially that season. Is that when Leicester won it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Vardy that season.
Murderer.
Tottenham almost won it. I don't even remember Aguero that season, but he's Aguero.
Aguero must have
done something. But I just think, when you look at those names, compared to these names,
yeah,
you can see levels. Why it's probably been wide men for the last.
Let's not get into all these names. I want to ask you a question about the Liverpool strikers, yeah. Then we'll move on to other strikers now.
Yeah.
So let's take a look at Isak and Ekitike. Mm-hmm. If there was no Salah in the top three goal scorers, does Isak or Ekitike make it in the top three? We're saying this off the strength of Isak plays for Liverpool.
Yeah. I think Isak's there, isn't it? Because he's already there.
Isak's so we'll say he's Isak already is there. There. Yeah, so we've got two more spaces now. And we're saying one of these spaces is taken by Isak, yeah?
Yeah.
And we're saying Ekitike? No.
No.
Nah.
Never.
Lips is saying, I'm the only one who's saying not Isak, yeah? I'm the only one who's saying so Isak saying doesn't make Isak. Top three because the goals get shared. That's
I'm saying
my
Solanke.
Opinion.
My shot is out the box. I'm saying, I think Solanke.
It's mad.
He's allowed you. One sec, hang about.
He'd already, I was checking his top.
He got close with Bournemouth. People ain't seeing. I know Mo Kudus, so I know what Spurs have just signed. I know the firepower that he's going to have around him now. Kula, Kulalevsky, all these players. Solanke.
Kula.
Bro, you got ADHD, bro.
I like that.
It wasn't just me, bro.
He's got ADHD.
Let him land, bro.
I have ADHD.
Yeah, 100. But anyway, he's got firepower around him. I think Solanke being a shout to get into that meaty top three of strikers in the English Premier League now, he's the next one. You've got obviously Isak, Haaland. I think he's the next one. A possibility.
That's what I was going to say right there because we haven't spoken about him yet. The Norwegian boy, he just turned 25 the other day. He has to be a definite shout for all of us to say he's going to be on that top three goal scorers. Let's have a bit of conversation about Haaland. Obviously, it's quite obvious, but why do you believe Haaland has the qualities to be in the top three?
He's probably gunman. The most consistent goal scorer probably. On the planet, if we're being honest. Had an off season last year. What, 22 league goals?
Big injuries as well.
Yeah, big injuries for the squad.
So,
you understand?
Was he off? Or are you listening, and I don't mean you, I just mean, are we listening to Twitter? Because he still scored 22 goals. His team got into third. He had loads of injuries. He'd lost his pieces around him. Why was he off?
I think you just explained why
you
he was
just
off.
No, but he wasn't off. No. What?
Yeah, he's trying to say, why was he off? Why are you saying he's off? Do you know why? You're comparing it to his first season.
If I know that all of that's gone, I'm now going to say, okay, well, already, I don't think he's going to do as good as he was the season when they done the treble and all of that. So someone with a sane mind, not a Twitter person, is going to understand his goal scoring is going to come down 100%. So I'm saying, like, for me, I think maybe he's done better than I thought he would have done.
No, you know what it is? I think what happened was this last season, I think for me personally, is his game play kind of got exposed.
It's not
a little
about
bit,
numbers.
Because he didn't look as, like, for me, if he's not in front of that goal, like rushing the balls, getting goals. Apart from that, what else is he giving?
Hey, Chunks, can I
last
disagree?
Season, that kind of
you
goal.
Can disagree.
I think I looked at him, although it's still not, his level of play isn't someone that you think's like the elite that we talk of. But for me, first season, he's improved immensely at holding the ball up and all the rest of it. So again, I'm looking at it different to everyone's looking at it, trying to chip him down because
do
they're hating.
Is, I think that's a separate conversation. He is a better player than when he first
landed. 100%.
But I think if you're a better player than you first landed, you maybe should have had a better season than last season. Because what I thought was, even though De Bruyne was out, Rodri went down, I thought Haaland's good enough to make City still be in the title race. And he wasn't. And I think, and all I'm saying is that's not discrediting his out and out ability. I think I could say for his standard for that season, it was offish for him.
But you
that's
know, my the reason why it was, they said it was a bad season, because I saw it was like four games, he got 9 goals. So then the rest of the season,
he was just quiet.
He had 13 goals.
Ooh, I remember spread. City was terrible at one point.
So he weren't scoring as much, you get me? He shot, he nearly got 10 in like five games or something.
So let's stay there then. Let's stay here then. Because we
why
said
it looked bad.
Haaland is, he's definitely going to be there. But now I'm thinking, is he? And I say that because there's no Kevin De Bruyne. We spoke about certain tools not being there anymore.
They've replaced them.
We've got a load of new players coming into Manchester City that we've just discussed around the table that we're not going crazy about. So then why is it a guaranteed... I'm not saying it's not, by the way. I'm just trying to pose a question to find out. Why is it guaranteed that Haaland's going to get 20 goals this
club
season off the back of a bad season?
Haaland does not score goals. We just spoke about him in a bad year. Pep's a genius, so Pep's definitely recruited knowing that KDB's out the door,
knowing that certain man
ain't pulling their weight. So even as competition, he signed certain players. I don't see Haaland getting under 20 any time he plays for Man City in any season.
Yeah, man, never. Never.
I don't think he'll ever He's clear of Isak in terms of goals.
Yeah, facts.
Clear. Like, he is the nine in the league. We don't speak about him with
house on it.
Right,
one-on-one house on it.
I feel like with the signings that Pep made as well is to accommodate for Haaland. You know, you got that Ryan Aitnori. He can't defend well, but he's going to bomb off that left. Basically, what they're doing in the Club World Cup, you see even Doku, he's taking on one man, looking to his right. He's trying to find my man. Everyone's mission is to find my man. That's what I think. So if you're signing players for that, how can he not be in the top three?
Ooh, but is that a lot of... I think one thing about Man City when Haaland first came was there was loads of goal scorers. Goals could come from anywhere, bruv. If you're isolating it down to one man and giving him responsibility, I remember when Man United done that at Van Nistelrooy, it wasn't looking too convincing. Got rid of him, got Rooney, and...
No, but listen.
It wasn't. It was that one thing. I'm saying to you, they accommodated it to be a bit more like a team. If they're isolating it down to Haaland and it doesn't work, then what happens?
The reason why it will work.
But let me ask. Because we said with Liverpool, the Liverpool question we asked is who's going to score the goals? Because there's definitely going to be goals. Is it going to be Salah? Is it going to be this person? When you look at the City squad now, Haaland has to score those. Oh, no, let me just finish. I'm just saying, is it a little bit more pressure on him now? Because like you said, De Bruyne is not there. I think Shirky could probably chip in with goals, but he's just got there.
I think, and I've said this on there before, I mirror that treble winning team that they've done before and the pieces that got missing, Gundogan, Ryan, what's his name?
Ryan is a baller.
I think they've literally, Maric, I think they've replaced everyone
Savinho,
all of that. So I think there is going to be goals shared around now. And I think he will even get more goals. So I think Shirky is going to go crazy. I remember I told you, my thing is either he's going to be the greatest ever or flop. But I believe he's going to be, honestly, I reckon this is him now.
Have a second season.
City hasn't really bought goals. They haven't bought players that would recognize
goals. How many goals can we check, please? That guy from midfield, the Dutch guy.
Reinders from Milan.
Yeah.
He's not a goal. He's double figures. He does have the capacity to score goals.
That is his thing. Running late from midfield, scoring goals.
10 double figures, 10 goals.
Is that a regular thing for him?
I don't care. That's what he's done now.
Does Pep suppress Shirky though? Does he just not even let him get his game off?
Let's ask the people at home, will Shirky get the ability to express himself?
Yeah.
Let us know in the comments. Also, let us know. These boys have said Haaland definitely to be in top three. And Isak, let's move on to another striker now. Other strikers in the Prem. I'm going to throw a wild card out there. Because obviously we want to figure out who could be the person to interrupt that top three. Arsenal, they've bought a new striker. They chased him for God knows how long. He does this.
You can't even do it.
Can I?
No.
I'm a big man. I'm so upset.
See no evil, see no trophy. That's what they're calling the streets. That's what they're doing for the streets.
No excuses.
I agree, no excuses.
Before
no
we get excuses. To what the team should achieve, let's talk about the player. Does he have the tools in and around him for him to have a very convincing
season?
Go through Lippy.
He's landed at Arsenal. There we go. He'll probably punch up anyone in our squad. Maybe Dekkers will
say
be
that?
Even. Because that's what we need, that muscle. You understand? It's not about, obviously, your football's not about fight, but we need adults. We need guys that's ready. We need guys.
Adults,
no, but it's
bro.
The truth. We're buying
adults,
beer Pickney. We need man, that have a point to prove in it. You see it. He's saying they're not rating him because his numbers aren't in the bigger leagues. He's here now. He's got to get it done. Immense pressure. But one thing I like about it is he's putting it on himself, innit? Before anyone said anything about him, he said, yo, I know they don't respect my numbers because they've been in the Championship and the Portuguese League. They're saying I've been in the Prem before and I've failed. So he has to come here. He has to show everyone something.
But can I say something? You know, with putting the pressure on yourself, it was there anyway, bro. Yeah. It did like, I get it. I get you all trying to ease the load, but bro, pause. It's there, And the thing is, the fan base and all that, this was why you haven't won the league in the last two seasons. This, missing
two
the
seasons.
Nine. Well, three seasons. So him being there, irrespective of everyone getting stronger, you lot have no excuses.
So it's not about the league though. We're not talking about the team. We're talking about the player. I saw a stat the other day. In fact, I didn't see a stat. I went and looked it up because someone tried to give me grief on Twitter. So I went and looked it up, you know me. And there's not been a striker in my lifetime that has come from that league and even got close to 20 goals. Even close to it.
Like, I'm talking Falcao dominated that league. Not even close in this league. Two teams, two top teams.
Yeah, but he didn't leave from Portugal to England. That's a bit unfair.
I'm just saying. That's the one they tried to bring me, though.
Yeah, but because
he was the best one they could come at me with.
When you bang out in Portugal,
he was the one they come at me with. I'm just saying, not one of them. And there's a few others as well.
Hey, Lippy, are you not worried about that signing?
We need a player that's different, innit? None of these tech man is going to...
I hear it.
You understand? I think he could be the difference.
And you know what? Portugal, I don't know how much this has to do with it, but when I'm thinking about it now, Portugal don't even produce strikers anyway. So strikers going over there, they're probably not going to learn much. God forgive me my ignorance, but they don't produce much strikers. So it wouldn't be the plight. Italy have a history from when I was young. I'm not maybe as recent, but they produce good strikers.
Ronaldo,
so I don't
play my man's hitting hatties against Rio Ave.
You said back in the days, what was he, striker?
Yeah, but that's before. That's when
why are you reaching? He was like,
Eusebio. But I'm just saying they're going to probably get annoyed. But like, oh, we had one of the best.
Eusebio, if that's all they have to go by.
What are you talking about? He's one of the greatest players to ever play the game. But obviously you thought. Young.
No one's dissing that. Sorry. You did not see Eusebio.
I'm worried about Gyökeres. I am worried.
Why are you worried about Gyökeres?
If we're talking now, 30 of his goals were against the bottom 10 in the Liga NOS, yeah? That is scary sight.
Who told you that? That's not true.
That's the fact, bro.
Bottom 10?
Yes. Bottom 10 teams in the Portuguese league, 30 of his goals scored against them.
He's a bully.
He loves his penalties and he loves his transitions.
Let me check.
Penalties is going to be Saka or Odegaard. Transitions, defenders in the Premier League are not having it. I hope you know that. Everyone's built 6 foot plus. Yeah. They're very athletic. They can run. So for me, look, when people keep talking about he scored 3 goals against Man City. Those 2 penalties.
2 penalties.
And 1 transition
when
against
I found that out.
Simpson Puse.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, let's be honest.
Thank you, Chuck.
I'm obviously not going to try and interrogate my player because he's my new player and I want to give him grace. I want him to do well. But I'm saying don't expect him to come.
I like poets 25. Listening. I like
That's
it.
What I'm not going to do. I'm not going to come and expect him to score 25. You know what I'm trying to say? But unfortunately, he's got the most pressure as a new signing, guaranteed. Because for me, if Mikel don't bring me either the Prem or the Champs this season, he's got to go. I'm not going to go. I'm saying it's uncomfortable conversation.
Once again, Arsenal have done it again to their players. Your fans, your fan base always put the pressure, whatever way it is, on your players. And I know you should. I know you should. And when we talk about Roy Keane, this is Man United. That's how Arsenal need to build it. If you come into Arsenal, it needs to have high pressure if you want to achieve things, innit? But I'm just saying, you lot, for me, go a little bit beyond it. And that there is a realistic thought there.
Even play style. I feel like in the Portuguese league, he's got so much time on the ball. He's a bit messy, he's a bit clunky because like he'll have extra touch than he's meant to. In
he
the
can.
Prem, they're not letting you have
do
that, bro.
Yeah,
this is
you
know, uncomfortable. Let's explore a couple of the points being made, though. I think we said here on the podcast that
uncomfortable. I can't find it specifically. All I'm saying is it just looks like he scored against everyone, though.
He did.
Like, literally.
I don't think he scored against like the Porters and Benfica.
He scored 8 goals against the top sides, so that's
he
a lie.
Scored, he scored. He's got 15 GA against Porto and Benfica alone.
Yeah, he scored. Trust me, he scores goals against. Oh, but look, first. So we've got Gyökeres. It's one thing to remember. That's a good point that Chunks has made. I don't think Arteta wanted Gyökeres.
Yeah, I think
it felt like if you had the whole summer chasing Sesko and then Gyökeres signs,
who did you lot want?
I reckon it's Bertie. Bertie came true and said, listen, this ain't going to be an Edu Arteta situation. What man says basically goes. So give me Gyökeres and I want Sesko. For me, Sesko is a risk. It's very similar to Hugo Ekitike. You're spending 80, 90 plus million, whatever he cost, for a risk for somebody that had one good season. You know what I mean? For me, I prefer Gyökeres over Sesko, me personally. But yeah, potentially Mikel has to make it work. That's the worry about it. Because like Lippy said, he offers something different, completely different. Because we have a style, we're very risk adverse. We don't like taking too much risk as Arsenal in general. We're probably the least risk adverse team in the whole Premier League. But with now Gyökeres, it gives you a new dimension of play style so you can potentially incorporate him. But does Mikel do it? I don't know how. I don't know if it'll work.
Let's ask another Arsenal fan, Lippy. What do you reckon that guy about the situation? Didn't look like he was wanted by Arteta. Yeah. Does he potentially break in the top 3 top goal scorers in the Premier League?
I think based on that, what Mikel wanted thing, I think we need to stop giving Mikel what he wants. Because he tried to get a Russian winger, Ukrainian. He was on drugs. I don't really think you could trust him. Havertz is an Arsenal player. I love him as an Arsenal player. But even that was a very strange transfer. And I think Arteta has that Wenger trait where he wants to be different. He wants to do it his way and he wants to be applauded for doing it his way. And this Berta guy is old school. Go get the guy that makes more sense to get. And he's had a decent record of attacking players at Atletico where we got him from. So, yeah, man, I think Gyökeres will do all right. Everything you said is true, though. because the Portuguese league is the Portuguese league.
That's not the question, if he would do all right.
One second, let him finish. I'm not, you've been on a mat. One second, you're on a mat. You're just chill. You are chill, Steve-O.
Tell them why it will work, innit? Because the way I know ball is crazy. Like, come on, they need to sit. They need to sit here for this one.
Fuck, shades up.
So, like I said, we play. A lot of people say we play boring, innit? Yeah, and I think the boringness of it is the attacking, the way we attack. We don't have a very direct attacking prowess. You understand? We've got Saka, who's a great player, but he's very safe. We've got Martinelli, who's fallen off a bit last couple seasons. We've got the nine is just, it's like, who's it going to be? It was Moreno the other day. So I think what would be good about Gyökeres is for the first time in a while, we'll have a nine that plays most games, that's landed from scoring for years. You understand? And I think the main point is that point, like I said, he's different, man. He's not here for tricks and flicks. He's there to hurt defenders and hear the net ripple. That's what he wants. You understand? So I think, yeah, man, I trust Berta. I don't think Edu was great. And, yeah, man, Arteta has to do
this. Can I just say about what Chunk said about the goals thing? The only thing I found, he scored 17 against the bottom four teams. Yeah?
Okay, that's
17 goals. That's so he said bottom 10.
13 more against the bottom 10.
10, yeah, yeah. So that's bottom life. Four, he scored 17. And teams that finished second to fifth in 10 games, he scored 2. So he doesn't score against the better teams. He doesn't score against the better teams. He rolls over the babies.
And to add to that, what we said was, the question Poet asked was, will we break into the top three? I don't think doing all right gets you into the top three this year. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
So
okay.
One last caveat, my bad, quickly, just because I don't want to seem like I'm a hater. And you know what I mean? I'm saying one thing about Mikel that I do respect is his coaching. He's got Mikel Merino to score that amount of goals he scored last season, same as Havertz. You've got people that are not even a number nines, defensive midfielders that are getting goals. So a man that already bagged 50 last season, I can understand and appreciate the fact that he will do well, but how well, and is it enough to give me those important goals against your cities and Liverpool's at Anfield? You know what I mean? We'll see what happens.
What you will say is, he has all the physical attributes, as I look at him, to be someone that can adapt to the Premier League. He has pace, he has power, he has strength, he has a left foot, he has a right foot. And I like him in the box because he just seems to just take a chance when he gets
it.
Hey,
what I'm saying about this Arsenal team, yeah? You lot have gone from a team who didn't, you lot used to punch up all the little men, and when it comes to the big top fours and that, you lot used to struggle. Do you remember them days?
Yeah, that day, I remember. Yeah? Them, yeah.
Now you've gone to a team that potentially, you would say, beat the top four or compete with those.
Top six, yeah. Yeah.
You've now got a striker who, for one, Berta wanted him, Arteta didn't want him. You've got a striker who Loons has put out stats in terms of he scores against the lower teams, whatever. At the end of the day, I do not care. It has to work. The pressure is on him. I don't care who he scored against. You lot had three seasons to find the nine.
The pressure monger.
I don't care. He has to work. And if he doesn't work, all this unsure, you lot are dead.
Like, he's manipulated this whole show.
I don't care. Gyökeres was who you lot needed. He was the last. He was the last jigsaw puzzle. I'm tired of all this. I'm tired of all this madness of when we talk about players, we kind of dumb it down. It weren't Arteta, it was Edu, it was Vieira, it might have been Petit.
A lot of excuses.
He has come with a job. He took the pressure off himself saying that, I know what I need to do, X, Y, Z. I don't care about nothing else.
20 plus
he needs
minimum.
To be in the top three.
Minimum.
Arsenal have finished second for 3 years in a row. You signed the man,
so
by the way.
So do you need to win the league or...
I just said top three in terms of for him, Gyökeres. For Arsenal, 110% to win the league.
And that should get you into the league. Let me ask you, if Arsenal win the league and he doesn't score 20 plus, is it a failure?
But he's done his job.
No, because I could imagine with winning the league, it chips in. He won't have done a 20 plus, but he could have done a... In terms of 18
important.
GA,
yeah.
Saka's going to get goals.
They need to win the league. Having a
that
focal
That for me
piece.
Ain't a failure, but the numbers will show. If you're, like I said, if you're getting 15 plus GA and you win the league, you've done your job. For me, you've done your job.
Manny, so you mentioned there that you said you didn't care, but you should care because we've mentioned about he only scores against the lower teams in the Portuguese league. Arsenal have lacked someone that could bury the lower teams. Now they've got someone
a killer.
That buries lower teams. It's like Berbatov used to do it. He'd score 5 against Blackburn, 4 against Charlton, all of this, like, I think they call it a flat trap bully. Arsenal need that. Arsenal do need that.
But the only problem with that is that probably, again, I'm just, the Portuguese league is probably like, I don't know.
Pony, mate. It's pony.
So like the bottom sides in the Premier League are just going to be of a little bit more quality. True. So he's going to find it a bit more difficult. I just think—
Bro, low block. We're going to struggle.
We heard you say that, but chunks, time, bro. One thing I will say, just from watching them last season and watching Moreno up front and Kai Havertz before that, and knowing that this club actually hasn't bought a striker since Aubameyang, if you consider Hayes as a striker, it's not even like it's the final piece. It's just a piece you should have had time ago. So when people keep saying the final piece, no, I think there's other situations that we could potentially be the final piece, like a left winger would be possibly nice if you were looking at Arsenal team, but a striker, not signing a striker and trying to win cups, to me, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all.
Let me ask you lot this now, yeah? Because obviously Arsenal's better players, there's been a lot of pressure on them last couple of seasons to perform. You understand? Obviously, season just gone, the numbers weren't great. So with Gyökeres coming into this Arsenal team, does it take the pressure off the rest of the Arsenal players?
It shouldn't.
Why?
Because Saka's deemed as one of the best right wingers in the world.
Let's 2 seconds. Let's relax. It's not beef. It's not beef. Let's 2 seconds. Yeah, let's not have a. Let's
ask
have a
me the question. Ask
yeah.
me the question.
So yeah, you, him, does it? Him? Yeah, no, because you're moving mad.
I'm trying to be.
You're usually good at this.
It's Charlie. Sorry,
I agree. You know why? You see what you're saying. I think Arsenal did need a final pass to do, because every team's got their guy in it. Liverpool's final pass is Mo Salah, innit? We get into creative positions and it's look for Salah. If you can't find him, shoot. You know what I'm saying, innit? Your final pass. So Arsenal's final pass, the guys ain't, Saka's very good, but he's not clinical enough yet. You get what I'm saying? So they need someone that, you know, maybe this off the cuff, shin it, is going to go in. He knows how to shoot. He knows how to finish, aerial prowess, all of that. They need that. So the final pass is now going to be to him. It's now if he can finish it. Do you get what I'm saying? So they create hella chances. We had Aina here saying, the way that team, they just drag you all over the gaff. They're just going to leave him in the middle, square it, bing. And if that works, it's big, 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 big problems.
And if he's anything like Steve-O, quick over the first 5 yards.
Yeah, that's
I'm
what you
telling
need.
You. That's all we need. Someone to get the ball. Quick over the first 5 yards.
As well.
Chat to them.
Go crazy.
What was your question? Deep. My question was, does it ease the pressure on the other Arsenal players now that...
Yes, the final loss. Yes.
Let's have it right, because we got Saka, who puts up good numbers, good assist numbers. Mm. If you look into them numbers, the people he's assisting, it's mad. Moreno, you understand? So
can we stop the Moreno disrespect,
it's
though?
Not a
bad
diss,
boy.
He's
not a striker. That's what he means.
He's not a striker.
Bro, finisher. I hear that. It's not a diss, but this was a man that was bought to be a midfield player. Like, same way, when that was Havertz, you lot hated it. You said, that's why Havertz is terrible, because he came to be a midfield player, but we play him up front now. And with Marino, there was no plans for him to play up front. It just happened because of a crisis. And Saka, even though he was out for a large portion of the season, still had decent assist numbers.
Can I just go to protect you, bro? You mentioned something earlier. You said you don't know where his energy is coming from. And I felt it, maybe you felt about me as well. The energy comes from us listening.
Go on.
To you lot talk for 3 years.
Thank you.
About a final jigsaw puzzle. And now you're talking about
easy pressure.
So that's where it comes from. That's where it comes from.
Okay, but can I just respond to that? But you're just saying now, because he's the guy, it has to be him. We wanted Isak. That's what we were saying. Why are you laughing for?
Bro.
What's man laughing
for? I'm tired of this, man. I still feel,
hold on.
You've always said it though. You've always said
that. I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to act like Gyökeres is better than Isak now that he's got, you understand? Isak's a bad boy. You understand?
So, that's who you lot wanted. Twisted. The 14 was for Isak. I remember them days.
My thing is, I still think the pressure's on. You get me? But I think they, like you said, you're just saying, because we've got a 9 now, it don't matter what else is going on. The 9's here, you must go.
I believe a man that, like, you shouldn't be talking about pressure, respectfully.
Why,
though.
Bro, it's not but we're
I
not.
Just
when,
don't
when
believe
we talk,
that.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't believe
you're
you should.
You're too eager to be talking about what my. We're not talking about. When we talk about United, football. Talk,
about,
bro.
Exactly,
but we're talking
football.
About Liverpool.
West
and
Ham fans can't talk. We're talking
about, Liverpool
exactly
and Arsenal.
What I'm saying.
Okay.
What's going
the
on
conversation
here?
Was about Arsenal.
I just said, a man like you shouldn't be talking about pressure.
I know my team, though. I'm not.
Big pressure over there.
Let's go on. We'll get there. We'll get
big.
Are you desperate to mention my club,
yes,
bro?
You're quitting court.
Court. Go on, Paul. Go Let's on, talk about Chelsea. Chelsea have made 2 additions. They had Nicholas Jackson last season. He got into a little scuffle. He's now gone. They've got João Pedro and Liam Delap. Before we move on to that, I didn't ask you. We said Isak and Haaland will be in the top three goal scorers this, and we're trying to figure out if Salah's not there. Who you're saying Isak won?
I said that already. Isak won.
But everyone else said Isak would, right? So democracy, sure. My guy. the question is, will Gyökeres?
Yeah, if there will be three.
Gyökeres, Haaland, Isak.
Yeah. So you lot are saying Gyökeres?
Yeah.
I'm saying Gyökeres or Solanke, isn't it?
I don't believe in Gyökeres like that.
I don't believe Solanke's going to score more than Gyökeres. No.
Let's talk about Delap and João Pedro. Ooh. João Pedro, who just signed from Brighton, looked very good in the World Club Cup. Could that be the guy? He's very clinical, takes very good penalties, very good finisher. Mm. He's going to get loads of opportunities with the likes of Cole Palmer.
He's not going to be the penalty taker, though.
That exactly. I think, man, I'm getting too
Palmer,
early.
Palmer will cut his goals down.
From as long as I've watched João Pedro at Brighton, first season, I think it was like 17 goals when he was playing in Europe in all competitions, something silly like that. So this is not a player. And at Brighton, you're going to get loads of opportunities, but I don't know if you're going to get 20 plus opportunities.
But my thing is, he got taken away from playing up front because I think he's more effective out wide, personally.
No, there's a better striker.
Or behind the striker.
There's a better striker, Welbeck.
He weren't better, he was just better for the system.
I just think he's a really good player, but I just think clinical.
Yeah, I won't put him and clinical are not in the same.
I disagree, man.
No, I hear it. I don't think it's a mad statement, but I just think he's definitely borderline. Like, you can't put him with the Salahs and the... You understand?
If you watch João Pedro from what I've seen, bruv, he's got a variety of finishes. You're not just watching tap-ins. You're
technical,
watching dinks,
technical ability,
left foot.
He might be top
No, but I'm talking about even in the... I watched him against Arsenal, bro. And he is an issue.
Chelsea
ahead. Strong as well.
No, 100%. And we're talking clinical. I believe so. For me, I think the term clinical is thrown around too much, innit? Clinical. Goal finishes.
Haaland's not even clinical. Not.
If you look at conversion rate, he's, no, I'm not agreeing with that, but I'm just saying conversion rate.
No,
is
I don't think he's clinical. I think he's efficient. He's not clinical, like.
Is Salah more clinical?
No, he's efficient as well.
If Haaland's through on goal, do you believe he's going to score?
I think he's going to bag.
So you're fighting this, I'll say yeah.
Salah, do you know what it is? Salah, Haaland, Chris Wood for last season, definitely, and Mbeumo, Wissa. These guys were clinical. You understand? Salah, Haaland, this is their game. You make mistakes around these players, they're going to score. They're going to score.
Bro, when we talk about clinical, I'm trying to think of strikers that are clinical. They're the most clinical around.
Salah, you don't get more clinical than that in this modern day.
Exactly.
What are we doing there?
Because if he was clinical, how much goals would he score then?
That's the scary part. That's the scary part.
Nah. See, for me, a clinical finisher is just sometimes just pass it in the net. You know who's clinical?
Cole Palmer.
No, but your clinical don't mean you're going to be the top goal scorer. He just knows.
When the time to shoot and score is there, you do
shift
it.
Shift, bottom corner. Shift.
It's conversion rate.
I would like to say conversion rate between Palmer and Fitt is the same. Mo's better. I guarantee
Mo is better,
I guarantee it.
Back to nines.
Yeah, back to nines.
Yeah, let's nine it.
So, yeah, Pedro. But if you want to have that conversation, that's where we are at with nines now. Car Pedro's known as a clinical striker to certain men. And it's like, no, I'm not cussing you. I'm just saying, errors before, he would have been seen like a Firmino, false nine, neat man.
But you know why I believe that is? So strikers now, you can have a game where you're similar to João Pedro, but you are actually a clinical finisher, irrespective of that. I've seen players that are a little bit more to the game, not just a goal scorer, but they are clinical when they're in front of goal. Lewandowski doesn't epitomise the old school striker to me. He's a little bit more technically very sound, can score 4 or 5 goals coming off the bench. He is clinical. He's a bit more advanced. And I think strikers are advancing and getting more to their game, but they're still clinical. Still very clinical. And I think he's one of them, to be fair. And he'll have the opportunity to show it a few more
one
times this season.
So he's clinical. Growing up, that is what one
that's
two
yeah one in two
is
clinical yeah
oh,
good
or
point
conversion rate
yeah for sure for well sure. The best question is, we ain't spoken about Delap. What do you think about Delap? Could he be part of the conversation, or is that something for two three seasons time?
I think 15 goals both of them.
He's more clinical than Pedro for me though. Delap, he's definitely got Delap than Pedro, I think. Okay, and you have to apply context in it, but it's just, we'll see. They're both at Chelsea now.
That's true.
So we'll see. Jared Bowen is there. Like Pedro, obviously played more than 16 games last season, but that was his 16 that he played
up top
in the nine. And he got 7 goals, 6 assists, which is very good as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, chat to us about Jared.
I watched Jared, JB.
What's the other one?
Pokey. he's got a few nicknames, to be fair.
But I watched him. And you know what it is? With a club like us that doesn't create as much, you have to be clinical. You have to be. So when he goes through in the conference final and we've had not many chances, you need him to put that away. And he's the guy that does that. Even we lost the other day to United. Ball comes to him, bang. But the clinical thing, I don't know what clinical means anymore in this context, to be honest with you, because I'm old. I'm old.
Your strikers,
I'm old, innit? But I just know Jared Bowen, you give him a chance, 9 times out of 10, he scores the goal.
Obviously, man. These are wide players in the nine, but they're still wide players in the nine. These are wingers. If you if we got to label them. So is there like still something there where West Ham at the time, Brighton, their striker wasn't producing, but they had a wide man who's quite clinical and they put him there.
We had no wide man. We had no striker, really.
Antonio was obviously out.
Injured again, but so we had no choice. But I would say that these guys you're mentioning, so you're asking for a... something to say why these guys are coming from wide. They actually started through the middle, both of them.
João Pedro is 100%. João Pedro has never really been wide to me, to
exactly.
be fair.
No, nor me neither. And Bowen, as I say, when he come to us, and I think he did play wide at Hull, but I know for Hereford, again, he was a striker. So he's naturally a striker, a goal scorer. I might be wrong on that, but I know he played up front for Hereford. So, Is he not? Is he not a striker?
No, I'm with you.
Who's not a striker?
I think, because you don't know if you're with yourself. if you're pulling up stats and then it's like...
No, he is. I'm saying
I'm
could
sure
be wrong.
If.
No. I said I could be wrong.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm just looking around to see if you could be right.
So you need to do that too. You need to give yourself
you,
some space. like when you're wrong as well,
personal.
You know what I mean?
Not
so
personal.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but Pedro, for sure, as Poet said, he was a striker. So if you're looking for the correlation on why these guys come in and score goals, I would say because maybe they played up top.
Pedro's a bit of a nutcase though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I'm worried
about.
He's
a loose cannon, yeah.
Discipline. She went that elbow, flew it, Frank swung it.
He's a madman. The lap's a madman as well.
Yeah, bro, I can't lie. You know how much fouls he gets every game?
Yeah, he's crazy.
Always on his barge.
He's the throwback. He's Arsenal.
I like
Arsenal.
I like him. Diego Costa, as many goals. Because Costa was really a goal gunman.
Remember, we're trying to figure out if someone's going to take Salah's place. It's not looking too good right now. So we're saying Pedro and Delap, no.
No.
Now, we've been here for a little while, so I'm going to skim through a couple of names and you just tell me whether you believe they have the capacity. And if you think they do, let's have a conversation quickly about them. Let's go start off with Watkins. Ollie Watkins might move to Manchester United.
If he comes United, no, he won't.
No.
I think he'll be close, though. I think he'll be close. Don't get it twisted, you know.
It's the same reason I said about Liverpool. It's the same thing I said about Liverpool. If he arrives, we've got Mbeumo and Cunha who get goals as well. So I don't see him getting
United.
I don't see him getting that 20, because it's going to be chipped in.
He's going to get goals.
Villa, he's getting 20 plus.
What? So what was that?
He's going to get goals at United. It's hilarious.
How about... if Man United decide to sign Jackson, does that work?
No.
I think that stinks. No. I want it to happen though, but that's not more than Calvert-Lewin, but go ahead, Paul. I'm not...
Man United, I'm only trying to get onto Marks here. Man United and Cunha.
No, absolutely not.
No.
He's a 1 in 3 guy.
Yeah.
No.
Man are getting goals, but are not challenging the tier one of strikers.
Boys,
people
I'll be
in
honest.
Mbeumo, hell no.
Boys, listen. We could name all the nines in the league. They are not catching my man.
So we're basically saying Salah, no matter what, is going to be.
It's going to be Salah and hopefully it'll be 2 other nines. Because this season, it was 2 other nines. So I think this is as good as it gets till Salah goes away.
Do you reckon we could agree it's going to be Salah, Haaland and someone from Sweden?
What you lot are doing. You lot are trying to jinx Mo.
No.
I see.
No, we're not.
Rebuke it. That's what I'm doing right now. These men are trying to jinx up Mo.
You don't understand. Man's not. You see, man's an actual football man, fam. Man, I call what I see, bro. It's as simple as that. Whether I want it to happen or not, my man's on what he's on, bro.
Hey, crowd, understand? What do you reckon? Leave a comment and let us know what you think is going to happen. Give us your 3 top goal scorers. I'm going for Haaland, Salah, Sweden. Hey, Chunks. Thank you so much.
Big up, big Chunks.
Hey, Chunks. Hey, Chunks.
Before, who's the worst filthy on the table?
You said it. Poet.
No, on the table.
After the game today. Who had the worst performance?
Yeah, there we go. We need to do this with the guests from now on.
Whilst you're thinking about that, Phil Weefeller live show Wednesday, 13th of August, Hackney Empire. Tickets for the show in the description below. Make sure you enter the draw for the Rolex. Chunks, before you answer that question, can you please just answer one question for me? What's the first team Menace supported?
Arsenal.
Bye.
Menace!
I was a kid. Aye. What the hell is going on there?
See you later, lads.